Yeah, this is on the substitute motion for the cow head, okay?
Did you call, point of order, did you call Teresa or Vanessa?
Teresa.
Teresa says yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, good call. So, Violetta? Diamond?
No.
Diamond is no, okay. Vanessa?
No.
Vanessa is no, okay. Donald Goldmacher? Donald?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, GD is not here. William, here again?
No.
William's no, okay. Yveria Jones?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Mike Lewis is not here. Mac?
Yes.
Easier. Mac is yes, okay. Michael Novick? Michael? Did I get you? Myra?
I'm sorry. Michael Novick voted no.
Okay, Michael is no. Okay, Myra?
Myra votes yes.
Myra is yes, okay. Sean? Sean Rose?
No.
Mike Sean's no. Minerva? Sanders?
No. No.
Okay, Minerva is no. Okay. Aki Tanaka votes yes. And Kel? Kel Wolfe?
Yes.
Okay, Kel is yes, okay. So it's 7-6 again. So the substitute motion passes. Okay, Michael?
Yeah, technically what happens then is the substitute becomes the main motion. So we have to vote on the main
motion. Okay. So we'll vote on the substitute as the main motion. Okay.
No. We just voted on the substitute.
We vote that substitute.
Yes. That's right. Vote on the substitute, you're voting to substitute it for the main motion, and then you have to vote on it as the main motion.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
I object to the ruling of the chair on the procedure.
Well,
nice try.
Let's
just vote on it.
Wait, why? Okay. We don't. That's not Robert's Rules of Order.
It's dilatory. Yeah.
Let me look at that.
There is no reason to have a repeat vote on a motion that was just passed.
It was it's a substitute motion.
There is no other vote required according to Robert's rules. Sorry. I don't know where you got that from, Mr. Novick.
Wishful thinking.
This is just silly.
Waiting for him to look it up, Carol, could you send your revised substitute motion?
Yeah.
Or just the words that we're supposed to add to that final item.
Oh, the words to add is to be initiated in 2022.
Thank you.
I believe we're actually
looking up what. I'm sorry. While he's looking it up, could I make a point?
Sure, go ahead.
I feel that this substitute motion is valid, but I also feel that we do need to pursue reducing expenses and increase and fundraising for funding the election by other means also. I still feel that we could have a great day of fundraising. In fact, we should probably do it every year where we raise money to fund our elections. And it was clear from times past that this past election was double the amount of other elections. And I guess people have claimed it's because of the lists, but on the national level, we are taking the steps to clean up those lists.
Good idea, Teresa.
That idea wasn't the original most of what we go.
What?
I said in the original motion that was just substituted for, both of those ideas were there. Cleaning up the lists in advance of the election so they could have a valid election and fundraising for the election.
Well, I think it's a given we're also going to pursue those things. Did you find it in Robert's rules yet?
It was Aki who said he was going to look for that.
Oh, okay.
While he's looking for it, I think we should have the vote on it so there'll be no doubts whatsoever, so we can adjourn this meeting.
Well, we don't want to adjourn the meeting because we have the other items.
I don't want to adjourn. We still have several items on the agenda.
Exactly.
But I'm not opposed to voting.
Point of information.
Is that Avelia? What's your question?
Are we trying to find out what a substitute motion is?
No.
The procedure, he's checking for the procedure on handling substitute motions. My understanding was that when
Mac
you vote on a substitute. Yeah. Go ahead, Mac.
The procedure, though, I was just trying to find out what the question is because I think we know what a substitute motion is.
If I may, if the chair simply, we could cut through all this BS if the chair simply asked if there was any objection. And if people were reasonable, recognizing what we just voted on, there would be no objection and we could just move on. And the motion would pass, we could just move on if people were reasonable.
Good idea,
okay,
Matt.
Is there any objection to not voting on the main motion because a substitute motion has been passed?
He's asking, is there any objection to it as the main motion? The substitute has become the main motion. Is there any objection to that?
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll give him an objection.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll vote.
Okay, oh, let's spend another half hour.
It won't take
Thank
a half hour.
Very much. Teresa?
It'll take about 3 minutes.
Just 5 minutes.
Let's go.
Okay, Teresa?
Teresa says yes.
Okay. And then Violetta? Diamond?
I'm sorry, please forgive me. What need to clarify what we're voting on?
No, we're voting on the substitute motion as a main motion. So we're basically voting again on the...
Sorry, I can let the chair speak.
No, Violet challenged the chair. Point of order.
No, we're not voting on that at the moment. Yes. We agreed to ask if there were objections to Carol Wolfley's amended motion as the main motion. There was an objection or two. We're voting on Carol Wolfley's amended motion as the main motion at this point.
Right.
I challenge the chair.
Oh.
It's okay.
Carol, don't challenge. Let's just do the vote.
Let's vote. Okay, go ahead.
Violetta?
Okay, I want to make sure I understand this right. This vote is that the substitute motion is now the original motion, and it has passed. Am I correct?
Yeah,
we're voting on the substitute
motion as now the main motion, as it has been amended to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a second vote.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On the same day.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Violetta.
No, Violetta. Again, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Vanessa?
No.
Okay. Donald?
Yes.
Go back. Okay. William? Yeah, okay. William?
No,
okay. Veria Jones?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And Mac?
Yes, and I can't imagine who gets anything out of making us do this again.
Right. Okay. Michael Novak?
No.
No. Okay. Myra? Raisin?
Yes. Yes.
And Sean Rhodes? Sean Rhodes?
No.
No? Okay. And Minerva? Sanders?
No.
No, okay. And Aki votes yes. And Carol Wolfrey?
Yes.
Okay, so 7-6, Michael. So the main motion... the main motion passes.
Point of order, please. Point of order. I'm trying to ask you. Did you call Bert Cohen? Did you call his name?
Bert Cohen? I think he dropped out, but we can call Bert. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, right. Yeah, Booth said he had to drop out the audio. Okay. So. Okay, Michael. 7-6.
That motion has been carried. Moving on to the agenda and the agenda to the question of, I believe, cost-saving measures. I do think that a number of the things that were in the original motion are cost-saving measures. I think requiring that the list be cleaned and deduped by management on an ongoing basis is a necessary cost-saving measure to be taken before the election process begins. I think that I know the bylaws do require hiring local election supervisors, but I don't think it specifies that they have to be paid. We've had people serve the foundation in positions such as interim executive director who did it unpaid. I think we should investigate having unpaid local election supervisors. I think that... go ahead. Somebody want to get on the floor?
I agree. On the floor. I'm not sure where we are on the agenda or on
the agenda. The next item on the agenda was the question of cost-saving measures.
Cost-saving measures for what? The elections?
Yes, cost-saving measures on the elections. It's the elections committee.
So could we go through those one at a time?
Yeah, I'm sorry, who went to the stack?
Teresa?
Okay, so the two I'm suggesting, for some reason my name was put on it on the agenda, the two I'm suggesting is that there have to be cleaned and deduped membership lists developed by management prior to the NES coming on board. This has been one of the historically largest expenses, is the constant process of having to adjust and correct the voting lists. We need to have a membership list on the California Corporations Code, as it said in the original motion. The other one is that we should look into the question of unpaid local election supervisors. And if they are paid, I think minimizing the number of hours that they would be required to work by, making sure that the candidates are validated and that the on-air candidate forums and candidate cards take place as they're supposed to. So I heard, I think it was Teresa for the SEC. Did you have additional proposals?
Can we just vote up or down at make a proposal for something that we should consider as a cost-saving measure and just... have anyone say if they are opposed to it, for example, and then just move on to the next one. Maybe not necessarily a roll call vote, but I mean, unless there is someone, I mean, if we could just take account of the nay, then it might be clear as to whether they're passing. But I agree that we should consider
volunteer local election supervisors, and what was your other measure? Oh, the cleaning up the list.
The cleaning up the list in advance of an election process.
That's particularly important at a station like ours where we don't even have a membership director, but I do believe that someone on the national level has proposed someone to actually clean up the voting list, the membership list. So can we vote on these two proposals, up or down, just to...
Okay.
They're up to this stuff.
Yeah, I heard Carolyn a sec. Hang on a second. I got sirens going by. I got to mute myself.
Okay. So one of the things that I was concerned about is saying, you know, these things have to be done prior to an election, which could be used to delay an election. So I think what we want to do is say these are things we're working on, and the membership list are a process. I mean, they're never going to be perfect because our data isn't perfect, but I think what we need to do is to not tie it to this has to be done prior to hiring an election supervisor. So I'd like to take the timeline thing out of it. And I think if we are going to not have local election supervisors, I know one thing that happened was that a person who was not neutral was appointed to be the right-hand person of the national election supervisor in a past election. So I think we want to make sure that if there's not local election supervisors who are neutral as mandated in the bylaws, that all election personnel are neutral. I'm complete. Hello?
I'm sorry, I lost the last thing you said.
If we don't have local election supervisors, or if they are all election people working in the election need to be neutral. In other words, not have the right-hand person of the national supervisor being closely aligned, you know, with one of the slates.
Okay, so the suggestion was made to take these one at a time. The proposal was that we do have as a cost saving measure to have the deduped clean election. Let me read it from the original motion. Hang on a second. That says this is there. So the original motion said the executive director is mandated to develop a system for maintaining accurate, current, clean, and deduped lists of listeners and staff members of the foundation at all five stations, as is required by California Corporations Code of all membership nonprofits, as well as by fundamental prudent management practices. And to me, that says it has to be in place before, as a cost-saving measure, it has
point,
to be in place
point
before.
Point of personal privilege.
We're having a discussion about the first one. What's the point of personal privilege? I don't hear a point then. Let me finish what I was saying.
Is that written somewhere? I'm sorry. I can't tell when I'm muted or not.
Okay.
Is that written somewhere, what you just said so fast?
What I just said, I'm reading again from the motion that was sent out earlier today.
The motion. Okay. The one that you sent out an hour before the meeting.
Yes.
That was just bypassed.
We just started the motion that was sent out during the meeting, so I don't see why people would object to discussing something that was sent out before the meeting. The executive director...
Except we just voted against that. Point of order.
Yes, but we're discussing it on a different basis. We're discussing cost-saving measures.
Well, then don't refer to a motion. If you're discussing cost-saving measures, let's discuss cost-saving measures, including holding general managers accountable for their lists, which has never been done. In fact, in the 2019 election...
Okay.
Some of us discovered...
You're speaking without permission, please.
Yeah, well, so is your proposal. That's what I'm opposing here.
How the ED goes about getting the list, it obviously would require the managers to be involved in it, but that's the suggestion is that if the ED has a system for maintaining accurate, current, clean, and deduped lists of listeners and staff members at all five stations, that will facilitate and make economical the elections process because it won't be falling on the election supervisors to do it. That's the
point of order.
Go ahead. What's your point of order?
It's just this simply. The language in the bylaws, as I recall, because I don't have them in front of me right now, says that the general managers are responsible for maintaining membership lists. That's part of their job responsibilities. If they can't do that job at a competent level, then they should not be the general manager of the station. And there should be penalties involved here if they don't produce accurate lists or as nearly accurate as we can make them. For example, in 2019, the general manager of the New York station submitted a membership list to the National Election Supervisor, which some of us quickly noticed did not seem possible. And when it was brought to the attention of the National Election Supervisor, she said, "That's not my job to make sure the membership lists are accurate." Whereupon a whole discussion ensued, and the general manager then had to admit that somehow he had submitted duplicate lists of members, suddenly inflating the membership list by 20%. Now, that's unconscionable, at the least. Okay? So the National Election Supervisor, whoever that happens to be in the future, really needs to be a person who can oversee what those membership lists look like. Not the executive director, who has other job responsibilities. Thanks.
Carol Wolfley, point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order, Carol?
Okay, I am not seeing any specific language for what we're discussing because I can't find even the paragraph in the motion for consideration that was sent at 3:05 p.m. today. So what I would suggest is if the maker, I think, Michael, you were the one who was the person assigned to cost-saving proposals. So would it be possible to just write those up now as we're working and, you know, just give us some very simple language, go one at a time, you know, not make it dependent on anything else of like when or it has to be, if it's not done, you know, then we're not going to have an election. But just go through and have our cost-saving items one by one and put together a list and then, you know, continue to work on it for the next meeting. I think this is something we're going to have to have a little more time to work on and write. It's very confusing to try and work with nothing written.
Okay. I'm trying to put it into an email now just with those items that I mentioned. In response, however, Carol, you said that you didn't think that the list should be a requirement in advance of the election, and that's what's on the discussion in my mind at the moment. Because if they're not clear in advance of the election, it is going to fall on the election supervisor, and that's going to be a major expense item as it has been in the past.
I didn't say that one. I think Teresa was talking about that.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad.
Can I be, Myla, reason for the staff?
Go ahead.
I think that we shouldn't be mixing up these two agenda items. We're now talking about cost-saving proposals, not talking about the timeline. so I think we need to stick with the time with the cost-saving proposals. And when I was drafting the minutes for the last meeting, Michael Novick did agree to work on proposals for the 2022 Pacifica delegate elections. If you don't have a list of cost-saving proposals at this time, I suggest that we put this particular agenda item off until our next meeting, and at that time we go through the list one by one and make a determination as a committee whether or not we approve or disapprove of that particular cost-saving proposal. But at this time, I think we're wasting our time, and we need to put this off until our next meeting. So I move that we defer this particular agenda item until our next meeting.
Second.
Okay, I did send people the two things that I spoke of, which were the two items that I thought were cost-saving items as per the previous meeting, but there's a motion to postpone them. I'll just repeat what the two were. The two were to have the membership lists with a process of constant updating a system for that, and to hire unpaid local election supervisors. But there's a motion to postpone that, and that's what's on the floor. Is there an objection to postponing that to the next meeting?
This is Minerva. I issue an objection. I think we can vote on that. I looked at your information.
Okay. Well, given the objection, we'll vote on whether or not to postpone those items to the next agenda. So, Aki, why don't you call the roll?
Teresa Allen has a question first, or I guess a point of information.
Okay, point of information. What's your question, Teresa?
So the question is that the motion that we're asking to postpone has to do with the request that management provide accurate, current, clean, and deduped membership lists for all five stations to election supervisors, as well as from litigation. That the thing that we're postponing, the consideration
Milo, let him answer.
I want to hear.
Well, I just want to clarify and say that Michael spoke after I made my motion, so it kind of it muddies the waters about what we're actually talking about, because
I'm sorry, Milo, I spoke at the beginning of the discussion with two points that I thought were cost-saving items. And they're the same two points. One is to have management have those lists in advance of the election, so it's not required of the NES to do it. And the second was to have unpaid local election supervisors. I sent those in an email when people said they wanted to receive them in writing.
Okay.
There is a motion to postpone further discussion of those or any other cost-saving items. And that's what's on the floor at the moment. There was an objection to postponing it, so I asked Aki to call the roll on postponing this agenda item for the next meeting.
Okay, so what we are voting on is to whether to postpone this item to the next meeting. So if you say yes, it means that you want to postpone. You will know you say you don't want to postpone. Is any objection to postponing?
Yes, there was an objection to postponing. That's why we're having the vote.
There was a, okay, Minerva objected. Okay, all right. So if you say yes, you want to postpone. If you say no, you do not want to postpone, okay? All right. So, Teresa?
I say no. No, do not postpone.
Okay. Barbara?
No.
But it is no. Vanessa, this and that, big?
Pass.
Pass, okay. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Okay. William, here again?
Yes.
William? Yes, okay. Iberia Jones?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Mac?
Reluctantly, no.
Okay, okay. Michael Novak?
No.
Okay, Michael is no. Myra?
Yes.
Myra is yes. Okay, Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean is no. Okay. Minerva?
No.
Dean?
Okay, Minerva is no. Okay. Aki is yes. Carol Wolfley?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Going back to Vanessa, you passed?
No.
No one called my name. Dee Dee Halleck, I'm here.
Oh, Dee Dee, okay. You're back. Okay. Dee Dee's here. Okay, let me just go back and just go. Okay, Vanessa, you passed before?
No.
No, okay.
Dee Dee, we're voting on whether or not to postpone a further discussion of proposals for cost-saving measures in the proposed next delegate elections. If you vote yes, we will postpone it to the next meeting. If you vote no, we will continue to discuss two that have been put forward and any others that people want to come up with.
No.
Okay. All right. So I think it's 2, 4, 6, 2, 4, 6, 8. So there's 8 no's and 6 yes. So it's not postponed. We can go on the discussion.
Okay. Myla for the stack.
Carol for the stack.
Who is that after Myla? I'm sorry.
Carol.
Carol. Okay, Myla and then Carol. And I did email people the two that I spoke of
oh,
earlier.
Oh, thank you. That's what I wanted.
Am I recognized now? This is Myla?
Yes, go ahead, Myla.
Oh, okay. Would you please clarify the measure that you are suggesting relies on cleaning those lists up prior to having an election? Could you just read the language so that I might comment on the language of your proposal?
Yeah, the language is to have the ED put a system in place to maintain those lists on a clean and dedupe basis so that they're not, it's not the responsibility of the election supervisor to develop a clean and dedupe list.
Could you read the exact language that we're talking about, please, instead of interpreting it?
That the executive director of station management are mandated to develop a system to maintain the accurate, current, clean, and dedupe list of the listener and staff members of the foundation at all 5 stations, as required by California Corporations Code of all membership nonprofits, as well as by fundamental freedom management practices.
As long as that doesn't preclude the elections from going forward until those lists are cleaned up, and as Carol said, this is an ongoing process. The lists are always in process of being perfected. So I'm happy for the station managers to do their jobs as required in the bylaws. So if that's what if that is essentially what this motion is calling for, it just seems kind of performative to insist on the managers doing their jobs as described in the bylaws.
Yeah, it's funny because the bylaws, if I can comment, I look at the bylaws. It says stations shall. It doesn't say the general manager shall, unfortunately. So this tries to put it down to the, you know, the ED and station management.
Yeah, I think it should be the manager should be required to do their job.
Yeah, I'm saying that the bylaws don't specify the methods. So anyway, I heard you not object to the language as it was given in the proposal. Go back to my email. Hang on a second.
Carol for the stack.
Oh. Yeah, Carol, you were next on the stack. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really appreciate that you wrote it and send it. That's really helpful. And I think I just want to check, deduped, I'm imagining, means duplications. Is that correct?
It means duplication and also people who are members of two stations.
Okay.
They have to specify which, if the people who don't, I donate to BAI, I donate to KPFA, because I used to live in the Bay Area, used to live in New York. I donate occasionally to PSW, but I'm a member at KPFK. And there are other people like that. So, if you're on two membership lists, it's got to be clarified. And there is a statement in the bylaws to that effect. So deduped is both within one station. Sometimes people have duplicate memberships, and that has to be cleaned up. And people can be, can be donating to multiple stations, but they have to specify which one.
We heard that.
All right, I didn't hear any objections to that one. The second one is that the foundation investigate hiring unpaid, neutral local election supervisors.
Objection.
Who's objecting?
This is Vanessa.
Okay. Further discussion of that one? Did you want to explain, Vanessa?
Yep. To this tack. It's the unpaid part. That's very difficult to achieve, and I'd hate for us to just go with someone simply because they have the resources to perform a job, a very time-consuming job, and not be paid. So that greatly diminishes the people that we can choose from. It's a big job. If there's somebody who can afford to refuse the payment, but for there to be a requirement that we select somebody who's not paid, I don't believe is appropriate. And also, I'm not sure we can come up by neutral. How do we determine who's neutral? Just not the people that we used before because some folks think they weren't neutral. I'm not sure what's meant by that.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, I agree with the part about unpaid because it may be difficult. I mean, I think that for the local election supervisors, the main thing is to streamline the nomination process. So there was a lot of electronic problems last time. And so by allowing people to actually do paper signatures might save a lot of time and money on that. Because it was kind of a mess with the electronic nomination process. The other thing is, about neutral. So I would think that a neutral party would be a party that is has not endorsed or raised money for a slate or sent out a mailing for a slate or represented a slate in past elections, has sued Pacifica. I think these are the kind of issues that we can see if someone has a history, then they're not neutral.
Yeah.
Doll for the stack.
I'm sorry, who is that for the stack?
Donald.
Donald, go ahead.
Was there somebody in front of me? I'm not sure. No?
I don't
know. Okay. So, I think this whole discussion about what to do in terms of the mechanics of local election supervisors is very fragmented. I think that if we could devote a whole meeting of the elections committee next time to just focusing on the carrying out of the processes at the local stations. That would be illuminating for everybody, because I know, for example, Carol Wolfley, who's on this call, and Aki have both spent a lot of time trying to focus on the mechanics and the carrying out of local elections. And I think there are things we can streamline and clean up, but I don't think we can have this conversation in a, you know, sort of fragmented way. I think we need a real overview of what works and what doesn't at the local election level. Thanks. And I would suggest that we have that as our main topic next time.
Okay, thank you. Additional comments?
This Minerva to Zach.
Yes, go ahead, Minerva.
And I have to agree with the last person that spoke. I think that your two items here that I identified as cost savings are great, because we do need those. But I can tell you, as running for the local station board during the last election, I had a lot of questions as to, you know, what are the steps, what should be done. And I think there does need to be a very in-depth discussion as to what was done, but what should actually be done, rather than some of the things I saw last time. So I'm in support of some type of discussion along those lines, but that should not so does that mean we hold up the suggestions that we're making now until the next meeting, or what does that mean?
Good question.
Yeah, that's the thrust of my suggestion, Minerva, that we defer the rest of this conversation to a serious overview of the entire conduct of elections at the local level. And we start to figure out what works and what doesn't, and streamlining where we can and cutting costs where we can. Thanks.
Okay. If anybody has some additional ideas right now, we could take them, and otherwise...
Teresa for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
I would suggest that maybe we have that meeting in 2 weeks. I'm looking at the budget, the cost of the election last year. And like the NES assistant, for example, cost $11,400. The KPFA, which has had 13,912 members, their local election supervisor cost $3,100, whereas KPFK cost $7,400 and WBAI cost $6,800. WPFW and KPFT cost around $3,000. So it really it wasn't really based upon how many members you had, because KPFA, even though they had so many members, they had less conflicts. So I guess someone maybe was adept at cleaning up that list so there were fewer questions and complaints. So I'm definitely for perhaps someone leading this discussion who has some experience in, you know, has given some time and attention to this, and has some maybe experience in what might work.
Okay. I think the other factor that impacted, I think, several stations, and particularly KPFK, was the kind of midstream definition about family memberships or household memberships that required a lot of people to go back and try to figure out who might have given more than a single membership when they hadn't so declared. So I think that's something else that has to be, you know, going back to the membership list, cleaned up and cleared up in advance. So that it's not calling on the local election supervisors to go back through a check with membership and check with the record of gifts and so on. So I just had a couple more, one of which was to have the committees of inclusion function on an ongoing basis at every station, because the committees of inclusion, which are PMB committees for each station, are supposed to work on an ongoing basis on ensuring the diversity, inclusivity of governance and other aspects of the station. And that would be in terms of a potential candidate pool for the elections.
Wait a minute, how do we certainly switch to that?
Because the better preparation that you have for getting candidates for the elections, less likely it is that the election supervisors have to engage in trying to find candidates and do all the publicizing and drum beating. If management is doing its job and the PMB committees are doing their job, then you have much more engaged membership. Anyway, what I'm hearing is that people...
Point of order, this is Myla.
Yeah, if I could, before your point of order, I'm hearing that people want to leave this over to the next meeting and have further preparation for it. What's your point of order, Myla?
Well, I just don't understand what having the a statement about the candidate pool and the committee of inclusion has to do with cost saving measures. Is that relevant to the agenda item that we're now discussing?
Yeah, the relevance is that at many of the stations, the local election supervisors have to spend a lot of time trying to generate interest in the elections and in actually trying to get people to apply or put themselves forward as candidates. So if the committee inclusion is carrying out their responsibility, that might be less necessary and therefore less expensive. In any case, what I'm trying to say is I hear a lot of interest in putting this whole item over to the next meeting, and it is 6:01. Go ahead, Teresa.
What?
I think that the enthusiasm and the dedication to helping our station came from programmers. It came from listeners that somehow engaged. It didn't really come from the COI. I think that a wide variety of our listeners became concerned about governance. I'm not quite sure that only the COI or having the COI lead this campaign, I guess. I don't think that's the answer. But I guess I applaud you for considering the possibility.
Yeah, it's not only, it's one it's like if you have seven things that you do, and each of them makes their contribution. So in any event, I think what we're saying is that the body wants to move this over to the next meeting. I don't know, it's 6:02, so we've been meeting for 2 hours. I don't think we set a time certain, that wasn't on the agenda, but we of the agenda on KKFDX. I didn't draft it. But the people wanted, if we put this over to the next meeting, the next item on our agenda is fundraising, and I think that's probably an equally complicated discussion.
Reason for the stack.
Go ahead.
So, are you going to ask the group whether they object to making our next meeting or subcommittee of the meeting to discuss those items?
Yeah, I'm pointing out that the unfinished.
Then I'd like to be on the stack for discussing fundraising.
Well, I'm pointing out the unfinished business at this meeting is either completing this or deferring it, and if we defer it, then we have fundraising, but I want to understand how much longer people want to stay on this particular call. So is there any objection to deferring further discussion of the cost-saving measures for the next meeting and maybe having a working group to go through? I heard... Is that Minerva talking about the difficulties of signing up for the PSW and other people? I think probably have experiences as candidates themselves that could inform that process. The objection to putting that off to the next meeting, and if are there volunteers for a working group in between? If we do.
Ma'am. Mark.
I'm sorry. So I don't think I heard any objections. Anybody willing to work on it in between now and the next meeting?
I am. Teresa Allen, I am.
And I, Donald, will as well work on the fundraising aspect.
No, with that,
not fundraising.
Sorry, that's the cost cutting.
Cost cutting.
Cost cutting. So I will get back to it. Yes, Teresa and myself. Donald, were you volunteering for cost cutting or not?
No, I want to work on raising revenues for the election.
Okay. Someone else who. We would like to have some interim discussion about the cost-cutting measures and simplifying the process of the elections.
Who has volunteered so far, Chair?
Teresa and myself, Michael Ovid.
And Donald. Maybe Donald. Go, Michael.
No, Donald said he wants to talk about. Donald wants to talk about the fundraising aspect. He specifically said not on the cost-cutting. So.
Correct.
I'll volunteer for the first one.
Cost cutting.
Who's that? Okay. I'm good on the voices yet. Who was the third person who said they volunteered?
Vanessa.
Okay, right, thank you.
Okay, Vanessa.
We'll try to go back over some of the points made here and other ideas and report at the next meeting. The next question is, do we want to continue at this meeting to discuss fundraising ideas? We want to do the same thing, create a working group.
Teresa for the SAC.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I still am very, very excited about the possibility of having a nationwide fundraiser and talking about election integrity and making it fun and exciting, perhaps in getting someone from Fair Fight in Georgia to talk about what they've done, getting Al Franken to talk about when he did a recount, and pooling ideas of who might be
I was trying to gauge if people want to actually have this discussion today or put it off in the same way and put a group together. So I appreciate the ideas you're putting forward, but I'm not sure if, given that it's 6:07, you've already been at this for over 2 hours, if people want to proceed. Mm-hmm. So let me just check on that. Are people interested in having a further discussion at this meeting about fundraising ideas?
Vanessa to the SAC chair.
Go ahead.
I'd like to, it has been 2 hours, and I'd like to defer the discussion till next meeting.
Okay, are people okay with that? The same thing of trying to put a small group together? Okay, here no objections to putting it off. Are there volunteers for that group? I heard that Donald wanted to be part of that one.
This is Myla. I would like to volunteer to be part of the fundraising committee.
Okay, yeah. So at least a third person for that one.
I will also talk about it. Who's going to convene these meetings?
Well, I'll put the name together and I'll send the email to the people in the committee, and then so everybody has the contact information, who's on, and then you can go from there. I'll send the email to each of the subcommittee, and then you guys can book it out. So I guess you get a start.
Yeah, I'm on the I've signed up for the cost-cutting one, and I'd be happy to convene it. And uh,
Okay, so for the fundraising is Donald, Myra, and who else?
Teresa.
Okay, all right. Very good.
Okay, I would suggest that Donald and Myra, Teresa, if you do set up a meeting, let the whole committee know when and how it will take place, and because not everybody's on the call, somebody else might want to participate who isn't. And, you know, or somebody might change their mind and decide to do it. So if you do set up a meeting for that, let everybody know. We'll do the same for the cost-cutting one. I heard a proposal.
Okay, Chair. The last item is the next meeting. Is it June 21st?
Yeah. I heard a proposal to do it in 2 weeks. That's what I heard from Teresa, I think, earlier. Let me take a look at KPFDX for a second.
I think that's a good idea if we actually want to have elections this year.
Okay.
So today's the 31st. 2 weeks would be the 14th. There's a meeting of the PNB Finance Committee.
That would be June 7th, I believe. Oh, no, I'm wrong.
2 weeks would be the 14th.
Yeah, 14th is 2 weeks, and the 21st, which has nothing on KPFDX, is 3 weeks.
Well, I suppose it could be 3 weeks as long as we get work done in between.
All right. So.
Okay.
So when is our next meeting, our regular meeting?
That's what we're trying to establish now. So what I'm saying is a week from today is the 7th. There are already two meetings. The PSW has an outreach committee, and KPSD has a development committee, which is, Teresa, you're on that. The 14th is a national finance committee at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. Is anybody on this group on that?
I'm sorry. I did not understand what you said.
Carol, for
okay,
this staff.
Two weeks from today is June 14th, and the National Finance Committee is meeting at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. I was asking if you want to meet in 2 weeks. Is that a conflict for anyone?
I think there's
only
a conflict.
Only person is Mac.
It is a conflict.
Okay, it's a conflict.
Mac is on.
Carol,
okay.
For this staff.
Carol, go ahead.
Yeah, it was my understanding that what we had decided was that we were going to meet on the third Tuesday of every month.
Okay, so that's the 21st, and that's 3 weeks from today. Is that okay with
that's
everyone?
Our regular meeting. So can Aki schedule that meeting, or will the chair schedule that? Put that on the calendar?
Yes, I will do so.
This is Myla for the staff.
Go ahead, Myla.
I thought, I'm sorry, Carol, I thought it was my understanding that we had decided to meet twice a month on the first and the third Tuesday of the month.
Carol, for the staff.
And that this meeting was delayed because of certain conflicts that people had. But if we're serious about having elections this year, I think we need to get moving on it.
Teresa, for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I chair my my local development committee meeting, and I believe that several people on this call, like Minerva, are on the WPFW outreach committee meeting. And I realize that local meetings need to take a backseat to national meetings, but I was under the impression that we did not decide to have two meetings a month. I would say maybe we ought to have these brainstorming sessions regarding fundraising and cost cutting on a different day and try to get all kinds of things done on the 21st. Just do it in one general meeting. I don't remember saying we would have two meetings, although I do really think we need to get going on this, so
I don't think we made a decision at two meetings a month, but we did schedule meetings every couple of weeks for the first two or three times we met, but it's difficult to do it now, given that it's the 31st, next week is tight to even get it on the calendar, I think, at this point.
Carol to the stack.
Okay, and Minerva to the stack.
Okay, Carol, then Minerva. At this point, we have a meeting set for the 21st. The question is, do we have any other meetings? Go ahead.
I move that we stick with the 21st, and then we talk about it after the 21st and schedule our next meeting after that at another time. I mean, that we continue on, that we just go ahead with the 21st for today.
Okay, any objections to that? We would schedule at this meeting, we're scheduling our next meeting for the 21st, which is 3 weeks from today at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and we'll schedule additional meetings after that. Okay, no objection. I think Minerva was on the stack, though. Did you wish to speak still?
Okay, and the only thing that I will say is that when I signed on to be on this committee, it was the third Tuesday of the month because I already knew I had my local station board. And the other meetings, if they take place and I can take part, fine. But I think we need to have, if we say the third Tuesday of the month, we need to stick with that.
Thank you. Okay, so for now we are meeting the third Tuesday of June, which is the 21st at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Pardon me. And I think we've come to the end of this meeting. We'll adjourn it unless somebody has something else they want to offer.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, any objection? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. This has been on the whole time, but I guess somebody has to cut the stream, and if we just end the call, will that do it automatically?
Thank you.
Good. Right. Thank you, Michael.
Good night. Thanks,
all. Everyone.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.